Welcome to Zichud Asim. My name is Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Pesachim, Daf Chav Gimel. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. The Gemara continues to challenge Rabbi Abba's principle that whenever the Torah forbids eating something, it includes a prohibition from deriving benefit from it as well, unless the Torah explicitly states otherwise. The Gemara asks, right, Truma Drachmana Amar B'chol Zar Lo Yochol Kodesh. That in regard to Truma, the Torah states, and a Zar may not eat that which is holy, which should also prohibit getting Hana. Yet we have a Mishnah in the Erevin, Daf Chavav Amabes, which states that we may make an Erev Tchumim for Yisrael with Truma. We see that even though the Torah says that Yisrael may not eat Truma, it's permissible for Yisrael to get Hana from it. But Papa answers that when discussing Truma, the Torah says, Trumaschem, your Truma, which teaches that Yisrael may get Hana from Truma. Point number two, the Gemara presents another challenge to both Chizki and Rabbi Abbo from the prohibition of Shratzim, where the Torah states, Sheketzu lo yeachel. It's an abomination, it shall not be eaten, which according to both of them implies that one may not derive benefit from them as well. Yet, it's stated in the Mishnah, Tzayyadi chayev va'ofas v'dogim, with regard to trappers of beasts, birds, and fish, shenizdamnu lehem, meaning to make, where species of inferior creatures happened into their traps, v'tarlo mochrim anachrim, they may sell these creatures to anachrim. It's clear from here that one may derive benefit from them, even though one is prohibited from eating them. The Gemara answered, Shani Hasim Damar Kra Lachem, Shalachem Ye. The law regarding Shratzim is different and therefore an exception to the rules of Chizki and Rabbi Abbo. For the verse states, and they shall be an abomination to you. This terminology implies that they shall be yours to use. And point number three, the Gemara brings a question named Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. How do we know that all foods that are forbidden to eat are also forbidden to get Hana from as well? Which the Gemara clarifies is a question only in regard to chametz on Pesach and an animal which was stoned by Beis Din, a shor and yiskol. The Gemara answers that it's written that if the blood of an outer chatas is mistakenly brought into the kodesh of the Beis Hamikdash for sprinkling, be'esh tisaref, that the chatas must be burned. The Gemara teaches that im eino inyan lagufo diksi v'hinei saref, since it's not needed for itself, as we already know that it must be burned from another pasuk that says, V'hinei soref, behold, it shall be burned. The pasuk can be used to teach us that it's forbidden to eat chametz on Pesach, and it's forbidden to eat of an animal that was stoned. And since we don't need a pasuk to teach us that it's forbidden to eat these foods, as we already know this from other psukim, therefore the pasuk will teach us that it's forbidden to even get hana from these foods. Rashi explains this way of warning a pasuk and going on some other halach entirely is one of the ways to be dorish, that is halach l'moshe m'sinai. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara continues to challenge Rabbi Abba's principle that whenever the Torah forbids eating something, it includes a prohibition from deriving benefit from it as well. The Gemara asks, by Truma, the Rachmana Amar, because Zar lo yochol kodesh, in regard to Truma, the Torah states, and a Zar may not eat that which is holy, which should also prohibit getting Hana. Yet we have a Mishnah in the Erev, Daf Chavav Amud Beis, which states that we may make an Erev Tchum for Yisrael with Truma. So we see that even though the Torah says that Yisrael may not eat Truma, it's permissible for Yisrael to get Hana from it. But Papa answers that when discussing Truma, the Torah says, Trumaschem, your Truma, which teaches that Yisrael may get Hana from Truma. Point number two, the Gemara presents another challenge to both Chizki and Rabbi Abbo from the prohibition of Shratzim, where the Torah states, Sheketzhu lo yeachel. It is an abomination, it shall not be eaten, which according to both of them implies that one may not derive benefit from them as well. Yet, it's stated in the Mishnah, Tzayyadi chaya v'ofus v'dagim, with regard to trappers of beasts, birds, and fish, shiniz damnu lehem minim t'meim, where species of impure creatures happened into their traps. They may sell these creatures to Nachrim. It's clear from here that one may derive benefit from them, even though one is prohibited from eating them. The Gemara answered, Shani Hasim da Amr Krat Lachem, Shalachem Ye. The law regarding Shratzim is different, and therefore an exception to the rules of Chizki and Rabbi Abba. For the verse states, and they shall be an abomination to you. This terminology implies that they shall be yours to use. And point number three, the Gemara brings a question in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. How do we know that all foods that are forbidden to eat are also forbidden to get enough of them as well? Which the Gemara clarifies is a question only in regard to chametz on Pesach and a shor nisko, an animal that was stoned by Beis Din. The Gemara answers that it is written that if the blood of an aner chatas is wrongfully brought into the kodesh of the Beis Hamikdash for sprinkling, Beish tisaref, that the chatas must be burned. The Gemara teaches that im eino inyan lagufo diksiv v'hinei soref, since it's not needed for itself, as we already know that it must be burned from another pasuk that says, V'hinei soref, behold, it shall be burned. The pasuk can be used to teach us that it's forbidden to eat chametz on Pesach, and that it's forbidden to eat of an animal that was stoned. And since we don't need a pasuk to teach us that it's forbidden to eat these foods, as we already know this from other psukim, therefore the pasuk will teach us that it's forbidden to even get hana from these foods. Rashi explains that this way of warning a pasuk to be going on some other halach entirely is one of the ways to be dorish and is halach l'moshe misina. All right, so now we go to Simur Daf Chav Gimel, and our standard simon is a keg. A keg. So here goes. Before the keg full of truma was set aside for the Erev Tchumim, the trappers took out all the shrotzim trapped inside and sold them to Nachrim, who liked to burn them in fire while chanting, Be'esh Tisareif. Once again, it's a motion. Before the keg, that must be more in Daf Chav Gimel. Before the keg full of truma was set aside for the Erev Tchumim, which reminds us that it's permitted for a Zar to derive benefit from Truma to make an Erev Tchumim, even though he's forbidden to eat Truma, because the Torah states, Truma's Chem, your Truma, which teaches that Yisrael might get Hana from Truma. So before the keg full of Truma was set aside for the Erev Tchumim, the trappers took out all the Shratzim trapped inside and sold them to Nachrim, which reminds us that the reason one can get Hana from Shratzim, as in the case of trappers who are permitted to sell impure creatures that happen to be caught in their traps in Nachrim, even though they're forbidden to be eaten, is that the Pasuk says, Lechem, to you. Shelechem Yehe, the terminology implies that they shall be yours to use. So before the keg full of Truma was set aside for the Erev Tchumim, the trappers took out all the Shratzim trapped inside and sold them to Nachrim, who like to burn them in fire while chanting, Be'esh Tisareif. Which reminds us that an additional source prohibiting one from deriving benefit from chametz or from a shor niskel comes from the pasuk be'esh tisaref, you shall burn them in fire, in regard to an outer chattas whose blood was sprinkled wrongfully inside the kodesh, thereby invalidating the chattas and requiring that one burns it. Since this pasuk is not needed for itself, as we already know that means to be burned from another pasuk that says v'hinei soref, behold, it should be burned. The pasuk can be used to teach us that it's forbidden to eat chametz on Pesach, and that it's forbidden to eat of an animal that was stoned. And since we don't need a pasuk to teach us that it's forbidden to eat these foods, as we already know this from other psukim, therefore the pasuk comes to teach us that it's forbidden to even get hana from these foods. So once again, before the keg full of truma was set aside for the Erev Tchumim, the trappers took out all the shrotzim trapped inside and sold them to Nachrim, who liked to burn them in fire while chanting, Be'esh Tisaref. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.